center. They've got to go the same way. Hard defensively. They can score. They can fly. Same way for Anaheim.
The Ducks hosting a second round home game. Moves to the wing. And on D, Dylan Coughlin comes into the lineup for Tortorella, for Caden Korsak. Same lineup for Joel Quenneville from game two. The 3-1 victory in Vegas. Here is Eichel. The pass, the shot, the goal! Shea Theodore! Just a minute six into game three. And it's 1-0 Golden Knights.
As he gets in the zone, it's a little pause, but he knows he's got to get it deep. But look at Eichel. How deep he is in the corner. And Theodore, the defenseman for the Golden Knights here, he activates down the middle, and he's untouched, unseen. And that might have been screened by his own player there, as Dostal does not see that puck.
And I think that's something the Vegas Golden Knights needed. And you don't want to get into penalty trouble, but their penalty kill has been stellar.
Steal, and now Marner with the dangerous backhand.
See right away as the leaders for the Vegas Golden Knights. Here's Marner, but he's also got Mark Stone with him, and it's just a little give and go play there. Marner will take the rest.
At NHLShop.com. Game three, first period. Tim Washey one handing the puck to the net. Penalty coming up here.
Johnson and Harkins, because they're lying. It's been pretty consistent all year. And see how quick walk.
Picked up by Granlund. Trying to find Kreider in the corner. Reaching out to try and work it to John Carlson. It's Marner skating into the Anaheim zone. Hands it off for McNabb. He scores! Braden McNabb! A shorthanded goal! And it's 2-0 Vegas!
And Carter Hart, Jody.
Oh, yeah. Great save, but look at Marner here. He knows Carlson's tired. He knows he's getting guys on the bench. And as McNabb comes off there, nice little play by Marner. We've seen it a couple times tonight. Close, quick support.
Brett Howden slowed down. Kreider intercepts. They get it back, Vegas. In for William Carlson. And a big stop for Lukáš Dostál. Vegas lost 6 game twos in a row in the second round, and 4 of the last 5 times it's happened, they've come back to win the series. Of course, they lost game 2 in this series. Marner in. Big save by Dostal. And they score! Mitch Marner! And they do get one late on the power play. It's 3-0 Vegas.
Drawn up play, but puck possession as they get this puck. They're going to come up the ice, and you can see all these Ducks collapse in the middle of the ice. And it's a broken play at the net. But Marner on the right side, he's going to clean this up. And that's something they haven't been able to do with Dostal. We credit Anaheim for really clearing out the front of the net around him on these second chances. Doesn't happen on this one.
No, and look at the Vegas Golden Knights. 4 guys around the net, just attacking the net.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, he also replaced Dostal in the Edmonton series in Game 5. After Dostal gave up 3 goals.
Since he's got here, he's severely missed on the faceoff dot. He's got a great defensive mindset as a forward.
Oh, big hit there.
Nice Johnson on Mitch Marner. Shifts as that BL line went out with Paling and Seneca. Had some good shots. Here we go.
Colton Sissons in a run! And Billy Husso! Colton Sissons with a glorious chance. The playoffs on TNT, presented by Geico. To the crease, and back to Eichel on the far side. Here's Eichel. Now a chance in front, and Marner tucks it home. Vegas goes up 4-0. What a passing play by the Golden Knights.
Allen's going to take the shot here. And the Golden Knights come up as a unit here. You can see in the middle of the ice, it's good support there. And as Eichel kicks it, he's going to drive to the net. Look at all the space open in the middle for Theodore. And he just has to snap at the Marner. They're coming up as a unit. They've got great options. And no chance there for Husso.
No, that was just...
Now a shot. Husso standing up at the near post, denying Jack Eichel. Now Eichel back up top. McNabb, a double deflection. Husso the save. Vegas on it again. The pressure just keeps on coming. McNabb trickles through. Great pass save. Up Barbashev. Puck still loose. So with a huge stop here. Keeps it 4-0. Vegas. Ellison takes Barbashev to the boards. They tussle. Marner in. He extracts it. Here's William Karlsson. Drops it for Marner. Marner looks. Marner shoots. And Marner scores! The first hat trick in his playoff career for Mitch Marner. And it's 5-0 Vegas.
Patience and poise.
Well, I think that's one of the strengths of the Vegas Golden Knights. And John Tortorella teams defend first and attack second, and they come back the other way. And Mitch Marner takes it behind the net, tucks it right under Billy Husso for a hat trick here in Game 3. Mitch Marner, what a night.
And how about the play of William Karlsson? Hey, this guy is his third game back all season. He's missed 6 months.
Shea Theodore contributing with a two-point game so far from the back end for Vegas, and Carter Hart's been perfect with 21 saves through the first 40 minutes. And now Vegas
with the TNT bullpen for one of
great
the finest
job, Randy.
Play-by-play men in the NHL, John Forslund.
Eichel, and a save there by Husso. Billy Husso with a big stop on Colton Sisson. But then the Mitch Marner bus rolled into the parking lot of Honda Center, and everything changed. There's a puck leaking through, and Anaheim gets on the board. Back at Seneca, and it's 5-1.
It's a good hard shot. Tough angle, and you can see Carter Hart, maybe hits his stick mates first, and he thinks he's got it, but look at Anderson. Everyone's diving there, but Seneca beats and wins that race.
Yeah, just going to go inside his right arm. He tries to squeeze his arm against the body and hold on to that puck, but it was a heavy shot from Kalorn. Sneak through, and young Beckett Seneca right to the net, diving, knocks that in to get the Ducks on the board.
Seneca's second goal.
Some action way behind the play, and it's again the target is Anderson.
Yeah, they're still chirping on the way to the bench here, trying to fire something up.
Leo Karlsson dangles in.
There he is, big man, big body, 21 years old. You can see that second effort to wearing down the line that's out there.
Here's a puck race. Cole Smith. And that's saved by Husso.
There you go, Jody. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Life is simpler for teams when they're on the road. Everything's scheduled out for you. You just got to show up for the bus and show up for the meal and get ready for the game. And
a score right off the pass to Chris Kreider, and he makes it 5-2.
Heavy on his stick. Here's Karlsson with the entry. He does a good job of possessing the puck, something the Ducks haven't done a lot of here tonight. But as he makes that play down low, look at Kreider. He's in right in the mix, but he stops there. He doesn't drift towards the net here where the two Golden Knights are, and that gives him enough space to elevate the puck.
And I think we talked about the challenge of the Golden Knights here. Up 5 goals. You want to get through to the finish line. Get up.
And Kyle Granlund through the top of the goal crease. Kept in by Jackson Lacombe. And now Terry from the far boards. He'll slide it to the goal line. A chance for Granlund. And diving across Carter Hart. I'm not sure if he got a piece of that. Lacombe back on the wing. Terry into the middle. They score. No.
Hart saved it. Left
he stopped
saved
it. I thought it went in. So did Beckett Seneca. There's one off the crossbar.
Here's the cross ice feed. That's the crossbar against the Anaheim Ducks as they continue to press.
A nice job by Hanifin there on that back door on that last play.
Here's Kreider from the blue line. And now the empty net and in. From way downtown. And I believe it was Brett Howden.
Yeah, and as Anaheim trying to push here. They have full control of the puck. We can see that little play in the middle of the ice gets broken up, and then this puck just takes itself into the empty net.
Yeah, a little extra English on that as Marner almost tipped that on the way into the net. Didn't need to.
That will do it as the Vegas Golden Knights rebound off the game two loss at home. Mitch Marner with a huge playoff game.